pastor to the chair. I had a turn of wood. I used to have to carry the stove wood from the wood pile to where we kept near the stove. My grandmother would say, go get that turn of wood. Well, I knew what she meant, was to go get as much as I could carry. That was like T-U-R-N, the best I know.
Any other way that expresses you, turn?
She said tote. We'd say tote. Did you tote that, son? That means, could I carry?
When you talk about tote, do you get the idea that your arms have to be around it?
Or yeah, right.
You wouldn't talk about toting a briefcase with something with a handle.
Seems like it has to be something this way.
And
turn would be the same way, I would think. Yeah.
And turn is something would be...
You'd have to have this way. Not up here. That would be low.
If you decided on your shoulders, that'd be low.
That's right.
And if someone didn't have a full load of wood on his wagon, you'd say he just had a
piece.
Okay. And when you carry the washout blade on the line, you might carry down a boat.
Well, we had a basket.
Okay. And this is something that, what runs around the barrel that holds the wood is like?
Bush.
Okay. And this is something like a barrel, only a little bit smaller.
Okay.
And,
now that's what I was talking about a while ago.
This is gun?
Yeah. Now, the word gun was used. I would say, now listen, maybe this is what it was. And I detected it. A gun was something that was made out of a log now. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a keg was commercially made.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't say commercial, but it was something that was made by pieces of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a gum, G-U-M,
mm-hmm.
a tobacco gum, was just a hollow log cut off 2 or 3 feet and boxed it. One end where that press would be cut off. That's how you press them up.
The gum and the keg were not the same size?
The gum and the keg.
The gum.
No, it was different. A keg was just a small barrel, really, but a gum was altogether different.
Mm-hmm. And so, if you open the bottle and you wanted to close it back up so the liquid would spill out and stick in it.
Well, now, I tell you what, we did stop.
Mm-hmm. What would that be made out of?
Use of corn.
In
most cases. No, you're talking about the other kind, but that's kind of it.
Mm-hmm. Or if there's been any difference, you know?
Oh, well, now listen, they was about as common. Maybe corn was common, but wood was common. Like they would make stoppers out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had corn cobs. They make stoppers.
Corn cobs?
Yeah, like kerosene. You know, they used to have to carry kerosene to the woods to put on these saws when they sawed it back with the crosscut saw.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to take kerosene to put on that saw to keep that gum, that turpentine from gumming it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen corn cobs used as stock and wood
mm-hmm.
and corn.
And so
probably corn was the most common.
Mm-hmm. Something that you use to pound nails?
Hammer. No, we're not talking about a mattress.
No,
it's
the thing. This is a musical instrument that you blow like this.
Harp.
Any other
names
for that? What about something
that was... I heard about that's a juice harp. Now listen, that, we knew, I knew that, and I thought that's what it was a juice, J-U-I-C.
Mm-hmm.
A juice harp.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, what I know to do about it.
And
so,
talking about the wagon, you have a wagon and 2 horses. The long wooden seat that comes between the horses. And if you have a horse and a buck, you back the horse between the
shafts.
And so